A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have been repaid. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. A story is told Maya Angelou that during one of her travels, she engaged a conversation with a fellow traveler. In the course of their conversation, the fellow traveler identified herself and shared that she was a Christian. Maya Angelou, with curiosity, simply looked at the woman and asked, "Already?" It is an intriguing question for anyone who claims to be a Christian. Already? In this lifetime? In these few short years, you have become a Christian? It is a stark reminder that, in truth, the spiritual journey is just that, a journey of becoming, a journey that is both arduous and joy-filled. Today's gospel is another striking example of the radical change of mind and behavior required of those who say yes to this journey of becoming a Christian. When Jesus says to his dinner host, "When you have a dinner party, do not invite your friends and family. Rather, invite the stranger, the poor. Invite those who have no means to return the favor." Jesus completely reverses and takes a 180-degree turn from the dominant cultural practice. His teaching signals the degree to which one must be willing to change both thinking and behavior to enter the kingdom of God. The noted spiritual writer Thomas Keating, in his book Intimacy with God, says this about the spiritual journey: "God has to lead us into a place that involves a complete reversal of our prepackaged values, a complete undoing of all of our carefully laid plans, and a lot of letting go of our preconceived ideas." Certainly, the journey to become a Christian is a journey of faith. Today, as we choose to take another step on this journey and embrace the challenge of becoming a Christian, we must remember that it is God who leads us. It is God who helps us progress on this pilgrim road. It is God who gives us the divine spirit to strengthen and transform our inner selves, so that one day we will say, I am a Christian.